Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 56. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 28. Partly sunny throughout Wednesday with a high of 53 and staying cloudy throughout Wednesday night with a low around 26. A chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Thursday, cloudy with a high of 39, northeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, and more rain and snow throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Supply chain issues still having an impact in the state of Kansas, with many rural grocery stores across the state having issues with pet food shortages. Some grocery store owners say that they've seen only near half of the supply come in that they've ordered when their distributors come to their local communities.
The amount available doesn't cover the market like it needs to. Raw materials in, according to my suppliers, raw materials in are diverted first toward human use.
An audio from KWCH News, he goes on to say that many of the distributors across the state say they are more confident of restocking up some of the canned foods, but dry foods may take a little bit longer to get back on track.
My only good answer for most things is I have it ordered. My next truck is Friday. That's the only commitment I can make. I can't say, oh, I'll have it for sure. And I talked to a Purina rep today, and they're much more comfortable about availability on the can side. But even he warned that dry is going to take a while to catch up.
Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations has partnered with the Russell County Sheriff's Office, along with the Russell Police Department, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Barber County Sheriff's Office, as they've arrested two suspects for suspected distribution of methamphetamine and firearm violations. Cake News reports the arrests happened on Thursday last week, where the KBI agents, along with different investigators, executed a search warrant at two different properties in Russell, Kansas. 62-year-old Richard Kearns of Russell and 65-year-old Beverly Driscoll were both arrested, as during the searches, law enforcement found 2.5 pounds of methamphetamine and roughly 15 firearms. Formal charges are currently pending, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol has identified one individual who died after a crash on eastbound at K-96. Cake News reports the event happened near Hutchinson, as 43-year-old Brian Lee Garza died in the accident when a semi along with a pickup were driving eastbound when the semi slowed to make a turn and the pickup crashed into the back of the semi. But American Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska's Chief Supreme Court Justice has warned that the state of Nebraska is falling behind on their backlogs for mental health evaluations for those being charged with crimes, and they say it's an issue that needs to be addressed. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Nebraska Supreme Court Chief Justice Michael Hevekan made the announcement during the State of the Judiciary address on Tuesday last week, saying that as of right now, across the state of Nebraska, 12% of judicial staff jobs have been vacant. The legislature has been addressing the issue, trying to approve salary increases for roughly one-third of judicial branch staffers, and courts have begun implementing, quote, extraordinary measures to help fill the vacancies. But they say there's roughly 14,000 adults and 2,500 juveniles on probation in the state, and major shortages in the 24-hour mental health facilities that weigh heavily on law enforcement and the judicial branch. Finally, they address the, quote, ongoing and long-standing problem of inadequate services to evaluate criminal defendants to determine if they are mentally fit to stand trial. Mid-America Network News.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the tasty fish sandwich from Sonic. A crispy filet of 100% wild-caught Alaska pollock, crinkle-cut pickles, chopped lettuce, and creamy tartar sauce on a toasted brioche bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Fish Sandwich.
Mmm, Sonic.
See menu for details. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the spring storm season approaches, storm spotter training is planned this evening in Gage County, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Homestead National Park Education Center at Beatrice. No reservations required. The public is welcome. For information, contact Emergency Management Director Lisa Weigand at 402-223-1305. Storm spotter training at the Homestead National Park Education Center in Beatrice this evening at 7. Spring storm spotter training in Kansas is planned March 13th in Seneca at the Nemaha County Community Center, in Marysville at the Helvering Center March 27th, and in Washington at the Washington Fire and Rescue Building on April 10th. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County last Wednesday. Andrew Wishman, age 23 of Seneca, was turning off U.S. 36 on 2K187 Highway and was struck from behind by Elena Schism, age 16 of Baileyville. She was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital by private vehicle. Nemaha County Sheriff's Office advises Darren Shell was released from custody Saturday. Nemaha County bond at $10,000 surety with a court date March 14th. Washington County bond of $5,000 surety with a court date March 15th. And Marshall County bonds of $10,000 and $5,000 surety with court date March 21st. USDA Farm Service Agency encourages early enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. Deadline to enroll for the 2023 crop year is March 15th. These programs provide important risk protection. Beat the rush by enrolling now. Elections can be changed if necessary before the March 15th deadline. If enrollment contracts are not signed by the deadline, you're ineligible to receive ARC or PLC payments for the 2023 crop year. Contact the Marshall County FSA office for an appointment at 562-5343 or your local FSA county office. Marshall County Commissioners last Tuesday met with Luke Sunderland, a second attorney interested in a contract position to serve as public defender and work with child in need of care cases. Following that, a motion was approved unanimously to contract with Megan Voracek, who had previously worked with Marshall County. She replaces Kelly Fumler, who has accepted an appointment as the 22nd District Magistrate Judge. 20 tax sale properties were sold in Washington County February 14th, generating proceeds of $71,520. Some had delinquent taxes for 10 years or more. The last tax sale was held in 2016. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Tuesday, considering 2023 reorganization assignments. Commissioners discussed changes they would like to make to the current sick leave and vacation leave policy, as well as changes that could be made to the current employee benefit package to give a higher raise to employees moving forward. A motion was approved unanimously for a 6% cost of living raise for all Nemaha County employees based on their primary position, except for county commissioners, that effective February 21st. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard last week the Planning and Zoning Committee is ready to move forward with the public hearing on solar regulations. That's planned March 14th. At the next regular planning and zoning meeting March 2nd, they will have two public hearings, one for a greenhouse, another for a hog facility permit. Robert E. Talbot, age 69 of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation at noon. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Robert Talbot. Holly Schoenhofer, age 58, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation at 9. burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Holly Schoenhofer. Michael J. Mike Kiefer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Kiefer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, beef stroganoff, garlic bread, mixed green salad, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and peaches. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. And staying cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A chance for some rain and snow showers on Thursday. Staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Northeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And rain and snow showers continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And staying partly cloudy over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Temperatures warming back up throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And even warmer on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late February 50 with a record high of 84. The average low 26 and the record low 5 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:18. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02. 30 this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is hosting a career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 to 2. Over 35 businesses and organizations offering a variety of available jobs and services. The event is open to the public. Stop by and check out career opportunities in this area. Contact Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville for more information. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt.
A first-time NBA ejection for Jason Tatum and Jimmy Gets Buckets comes up clutch. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The tied for best in the NBA East Celtics went into Madison Square Garden last night and had a tough night against the Knicks, shooting 9 for 42 from three-ball land. And star Jason Tatum was ejected in the fourth quarter. The Knicks got their sixth straight win, drubbing the Celts 109-94. Tatum post-game.
Just didn't shoot the ball well tonight. 9 for 40-something from the three. We generated good shots. We just didn't shoot well. I mean, they're a good team, but on the flip side, you know, we feel like we got some good shots. We just didn't go in.
In Philadelphia, the Sixers, up by one, were trying to complete a fourth-quarter comeback against the Heat. Jimmy Butler wasn't having any.
Jimmy with the rock. Right wing. Tucker in front. He spins off him. Scoops in reverse. Got it! To goal!
Call on WQAM. Butler's clutch layup with less than 2 minutes remaining put Miami up for good as they edge the Sixers 101-99. James Harden missed a potential game-winning three as time expired. More from the NBA hardboards. Sources told ESPN that LeBron James is expected to miss several weeks with a right foot injury he suffered Sunday against the Mavs. In Charlotte, the Hornets beat the Pistons 117-106, but will be without LaMelo Ball indefinitely after the guard fractured his right ankle in the win. The Magic got past the Pelicans 101-93. One NCAA top 25 game last night. Baylor at Oklahoma State, late second half.
Looking for a turnover. Pass up the floor to Thamba. He will dunk it. That's the way to break the press. The pass and the dunk. The Bears lead by 10.
The call on Learfield. Baylor's Flo Thamba dunking the dagger, putting Baylor up 10 with a minute left en route to a 74-68 decision over OK State. On the ice in Edmonton, the Oilers' Connor McDavid scored twice against Boston, his 49th and 50th goals this season. He even the score at 2 early in the second, but the Bruins would respond. Pavel Zacha's goal ended up being the difference. Bruins edge Edmonton 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, AB.
Tuesday night basketball finals. Marysville girls season comes to an end at Atchison County. ACCHS defeats Marysville 40-29. Valley Heights boys season comes to an end. Valley Heights falls to Riverside 54-45. Tuesday night tip-offs. Marysville boys entertain Hiawatha. 7 o'clock tip-off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights girls entertain Pleasant Ridge. Tip-off at 6.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no wrap requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's Tuesday, time for the Steckline Report.
Well, back in Washington, they're doing some things to help, I hope. The Ship It Act could save truck drivers up to $10,000 and cover their CDL costs. That's right. They're doing things to try to break open the fact that we need more truckers and we need them fast. This is interesting because this bill will provide some offering authorities for certain vehicle waivers during emergencies. It'll allow truck drivers to apply for workforce grants, streamline the CDL process, which sure needs to be done, and assist with truck parking difficulties, among other things. We'll just have to wait and see, because that CDL thing could cost some of our truckers up to $8,500, we understand. So this thing here will loosen that up a little bit, and I'm sure there'll be pretty good support to get that passed. In the meantime, something interesting. I've been talking a lot about plant-based meat over the years. Never did think that it would amount to too much, and thank goodness so far the indications are that I was right. Boy, that's a switch, isn't it? In the meantime, we have reports out of Purdue University. An economist by the name of Jason Lums thinks that the hype is over and it's going downhill. Well, it definitely is in sales, no doubt about that. Sales have been falling, he says. From November 21 to November 22, sales for plant-based meat alternatives were down 20%. That's right. It showed households without children rarely choose plant-based proteins over animal proteins. So, some of what drove the growth initially, as I said, was the hype. The higher price point of plant-based alternatives is not helping. There's a lot of things, friends, that are not going to be in their favor. And so, consequently, I think that day's over that we need to spend a lot of time. Doesn't mean that they're going to go away, because I know there's some people working on it. Hey, see you on the next Steckline Report.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Placing the fate of our farms into someone else's hands and preparing for farm succession isn't necessarily something producers want to think about. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Ashley Westerhold, director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, explains why planning for farm succession early is important and the opportunities within the Kansas Land Link program.
The average age of a farmer in Kansas is 58.1 years. But if we look at those numbers a little deeper, 66% of the primary agricultural operators in Kansas are over the age of 55. The normal business, you're getting close to retirement and hopefully you can retire at 65, or some people might take early retirement at 62. So if you think about that, we should be seeing massive waves of transitioning happen on the farm. We should see that older generation getting close to that retirement age, wanting to transition to the next generation. And so it's a big topic in Kansas. Again, 66% of our agricultural operators are over 55. That's actually more than the national average. The national average is only 62% are over 55.
Westerhold goes on to describe the Kansas LandLink program and the services available through it.
Our office is offering a LandLink program, and we started that back in February. Today, we are accepting applications for both landowners and land seekers. We are really looking for those land seekers, those young people who are interested in looking at the opportunities to farm full-time. We right now have a one-to-one landowner-land seeker ratio. Across the U.S. in LandLink programs, it is an average of 20 land seekers per one landowner. And in Kansas right now, we are looking at one-to-one. So I do think we are missing a marketing piece, and here I am today trying to do that so that we can give these landowners an opportunity to pick from these land seekers, and also giving those land seekers options into their future as well.
Westerhold goes on to outline how the matchmaking process works.
Our website is agkansitions.org. And so all of the LandLink information is on there. They can actually fill out the application online, and then they schedule a phone call with me. And that allows me to understand the answers they give in those LandLink questionnaires so that we can understand really what are they searching for, what their values are, would they like a mentorship program, how they're willing to work, what do they care about. Those things actually matter a lot in these conversations. And I'm trying to be the first line of going through those applications and trying to find the right candidates for the landowners, but also finding the right landowner for that land seeker based on personality and what I can gather in my phone calls and applications.
That was Ashley Westerhold, director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, explaining how the Kansas LandLink program can help with farm succession. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
There is a lot of mythology about how February became our shortest month. We will share some of that lore today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 28th. It is the 59th day of the year, and actress Kelly Bishop has a birthday. February is certainly a calendar oddity, but the story of how it came to be is even odder. A few centuries B.C., the Romans were using a 10-month calendar built around the milestones of planting and harvesting. In their thinking, nothing useful happened between December and March, so it didn't need a place on the calendar. It eventually became clear that ignoring winter wouldn't make it go away. So January and February were shoehorned into the leftover 59 days. Although even numbers were considered unlucky, February was given the short end of the stick. If you must have an unlucky month, with the logic, best make it a short one. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees now. Highs near 60 on tap. Another mild day for your Tuesday, this final day in February.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball's regular season in the state is just about wrapped up with the second final game coming up tonight for the Kansas Jayhawks as they are back at home taking on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That tip-off tonight at 8 p.m. They're coming off their victory over the weekend on Saturday with a two-point victory over the West Virginia Mountaineers and still clinching the top of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 12-4 in conference play. Overall, they're sitting at 24-5, also number 3 in the national AP polls. The last time the two teams squared up, Kansas ended up winning 75-72 back in the early January against the Red Raiders. Their final game of the regular season is coming up on Saturday this week on the road against the number 8 at Texas Longhorns. The Kansas State Wildcats are also getting ready for their second-to-last game with tip-off on Wednesday this week at 7 p.m. They're back at home as well against the Oklahoma Sooners as the Wildcats are sitting number 14 nationally and sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 10-6 in conference play.
K-State fans, don't miss this season's final women's basketball home game on Saturday, March 4th, when we host Texas at 4 p.m. in Bramlage. Be sure to stay after the game as we recognize our seniors. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. To get yours today, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Marysville Lady Bulldogs basketball season came to an end in first-round play of a 3A substate at Effingham Monday. ACCHS, the top seed, beat Marysville 40-29. A whole lot of turnovers in the early minutes of the ballgame. Each team reluctant to score. We didn't have points on the board until 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. It was an 8-4 Atchison County lead at the end of one. They had a 4-point halftime advantage, but cruised to a 40-29 win. As the top seed, Lady Tigers go 20-1 on the season, Marysville season ending at 5-16. Atchison County led by Addison Schlitzbaum with 11 points and Kinsey Bowerly with 12. Marysville faced by Bella Rader with 8 points. Atchison County 40, Marysville 29. Lady Tigers move on to the semifinals Thursday at Marysville. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bjerke.
Tuesday night basketball finals. Marysville girls season comes to an end at Atchison County. ACCHS defeats Marysville 40-29. Valley Heights boys season comes to an end. Valley Heights falls to Riverside 54-45. Tuesday night tip-offs. Marysville boys entertain Hiawatha. 7 o'clock tip-off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights girls entertain Pleasant Ridge, tip off at 6.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
KNDY.
wasn't just the music, wasn't just the wine, some other kind of magic, sending shivers up my spine, and I was falling, and I fell for you and how, darling, are we in trouble now? They say we're grown up, we've been searching all this time, and I wouldn't own up, never would admit to flying blind, but in the darkness we found each other anyhow. We in trouble now. When we talk it over, our love was a cry from a distant shore, and then we found each other, and all that we've been searching for. Denying, yeah, I guess by now you know I'm through with trying. Can't bring myself to let you go. And all these feelings said we never would.